Good thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, the word for today.
In 1 Corinthians 16 verse 13, we read, "Be on your guard, stand firm in the faith." Sometimes you experience more problems after you become a Christian than you did before. Hebrews 10 verse 32 says, "Think back on those early days when you first learned about Christ. Remember how you remained faithful, even though it meant terrible suffering." Consider also the life of Christ. In Matthew 3, 16 and 17, we read, "After his baptism, as Jesus came up out of the water, the heavens were opened, and a voice from heaven said, 'This is my dearly loved Son, who brings me great joy.'" And then we read in Matthew 4, verse 1, "Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted there by the devil." First the call, and then the conflict. And that's still how it works. When Paul was called into ministry, he was given a thorn in the flesh. "The messenger of Satan to buffet me," he said, "lest I should be exalted." That's in 2 Corinthians 12, 7. So when you say yes to God, prepare to be attacked. Satan attacks what he fears, and he fears God's plan for your life. When a player starts scoring, the other team targets him because they know he's capable of winning. Getting the idea? Before Jesus launched his ministry, Satan offered him the kingdoms of the world, and he'll make you the same offer. So the only safe place to be is in the center of God's will. When Noah was building the ark, he could withstand 100 years of scorn, but when the job was done, he ended up drunk and disgraced. Paul writes in 1 Corinthians 10 verses 11 and 12, "These things happened to them as examples for us. They were written down to warn us who live at the end of the age." If you think you're standing strong, be careful not to fall. So, be on your guard. That's Vision's Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au or in the Vision app. Just another way Vision is helping you look to God daily.